What did you see out there? And I mean, when the guy barked.
I didn't see it happen. I just saw, you know, the after effects, and I just walked to the opposite side of the floor. I didn't want to be around that. That was something. I hope the guy be all right. Look up tomorrow morning and go viral and all that. But I don't know. It was just crazy. It was just weird. It took forever to clean up too, which I didn't expect to take that long. So I guess you got to do it right. But that was something that was weird.
What were you guys doing while you were
there? I was enjoying the Sacramento crowd, just talking and chatting and just having a good time. Those are moments where it's like you're playing a game, you're locked in, but you know, at the end of the day, like for me, it's just like, man, one of those moments where it's like people coming to watch you play. It's like, you know, be able to interact and give that interaction. You know, I think it's pretty dope. It was fun. We had a lot of jokes and laughs and really much else to do during that time. So being able just to take photos and just have fun. But also, when it was time, stay locked in.
Was there anyone on the team that was particularly grossed out? You thought, oh, God, it's going to get sick?
I can't even lie. I was really just focused on getting out the way. I didn't pay attention to nobody else. I can't even lie to you. I was just like, look, I'm no parts. I went no parts of that, nowhere near it. Even when I subbed in, I walked on the floor, which could have been called technical foul. But I'm not walking over there. So I didn't look at anybody else. I was just like, look, I don't want to be around that. So that was pretty much it.
You guys kind of stayed with him for a little bit and then go on like a panel run. I'm curious. Do you think you were playing at your best kind of early in the game when it was kind of close?
I think, you know, we did a lot of things okay that we could have just raised our level, and I think we did that in the second half. I think, they just lost by 30 last night, you know, so their energy, their urgency, a lot of it is different, you know, and understanding that, you know, teams got to come out and compete. They got competitors on their team. They don't have guys that the record doesn't reflect the guys they have on their team, and they're going to come out. And I think they had a level that we were trying to match and stay with. But then at the end of the day, we picked our level up, started to force misses, running on turnovers. And that was really it. Once we started running in transition, being able to get out and do what we do, it was smooth sailing, and then being able to execute down the stretch as well.
I know this has nothing to do with you guys, but like there's been a lot of chatter about whether Luke Baldwin's going to be able to keep his job. That's been going around.
Yeah.
And you got the fans that are chanting "Fire Luke Baldwin" at the end of the game. Like, right. Can you imagine what kind of effect that would have on a team?
Yeah, I can't imagine. Fortunately, I've never been in that position here, but you know, Luke's a great guy. I know Luke. I know the guys on that team. They're competitors, like I said. You know, despite what you see the end result, whether it's last night against Toronto or tonight, or the guys want to compete. You know, and at the end of the day, that I respect that. You know, and that's all you can do. You know, at the end of the day. But you know, as far as that happening, I don't. That's not my spot to really, you know, comment on it. It's basketball. It's sports. I was 15. I was probably saying the same. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like I said, Luke's a great guy. You know, the team is full of competitors. You know, I blow a bunch of the guys want to compete, want to win. It's not like they're just handing it in. They gave us a fight. You know, they've given us a fight every single time we've played. So, you know, I can't really imagine what that is. And, you know, hopefully we don't have to think about that.